Why, hello there. We have got our trainers on. We've even got shorts on today, people. That's it. Our cheerleaders are in the background. And today we are cycling Anna's block. Sexiness round the block.
Cycling? I am not cycling.
No. Oh, I meant like as in going a circling, not cycling. Wrong sport.
They were going to be like, what the hell's happened? Anna's riding a bike. No, guys, don't worry. I'm not on a bicycle. I'm using my legs today.
I'm Claire. This is Anna. We are the Slimmer World podcast, and we put out a new episode every week. This one is on also available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and we have members-only podcasts on the other Mondays, which are available via the Slimming World members app. So today we're talking about steps, and we are giving a nod to our Big Up the Irish crew, Irish Slimmer World members, but also we've got something for you folk in the UK to think about too. The Steps Challenge is back.
It's back. I feel like we need a sexy, jazzy something like Gladiators music or something. It is back. We did it in 2021, didn't we, the Steps Challenge?
Yeah, and so what we said was, over the course of a month or 4 weeks, however you want to work it out, just walk 150,000 steps. Which, when you put it like that, sounds like a massive number.
Yeah, but it isn't.
But you break it down, and it's an average of 5,000 steps a day. So this is like our made-up Slimming World podcast steps challenge. However, if you're in Ireland, you guys, over the last month or two, have been raising money for Smiles, which is the Slimming World charity, and doing the Steps for Smiles campaign, where they're encouraging you to walk, jog, or run 5K and raise some money for the Smiles charity. And Anna, what is the Smiles charity? What does it stand for?
What does the Smiles charity stand for?
Well, Claire, I think it stands for...
Hold on. Slimming World Charity Foundation Smiles. Slimmers making it a little easier for someone.
Love that. That's a great title, isn't it?
Isn't it? Launched in 1997.
Yeah.
There you go.
So we'd love to hear from the Irish folk. What are you up to? How have you been doing your fundraising for the Smiles charity? How are you finding it? You know, be it a 5K park run, have you been and walked or jogged or run a park run in your local area? Have you signed up for a local event? Or have you just been doing it in your groups, getting together? If you're an online member, have you found an event to join, or are you just fitting it into your lifestyle? Yeah, and then for the folk in the UK, we were thinking, well, hang on a sec, how can we all, you know, encourage to keep moving when the weather is fine and the evenings are fairer? How can we maximise? And it may be for some of you that you've never ever really thought about body magic before. Maybe this is a chance for you, whilst the weather is good, to get out and enjoy a bit and just do it at your own pace, because that's something that Slimming World has been talking about a lot, hasn't it, this year, with body magic, you know, Slimming World's program for encouraging more activity. This idea about building it at your own pace.
Really, really key. So the Body Magic program is that is our activity program, and it's about how you're going to get activity in consistently from...
That's a big key word, isn't it?
Yeah, and for I think for both of us, that's been a really, really important thing. So even if you're just starting out and it's getting that Magic Mover Award, or you're someone who is already active, it's about working your way to becoming someone that is consistently active and, you know, managing 150 minutes of kind of moderate activity a week. So the program is amazing, but we know actually it really starts from the foundations of things that you might be doing in your daily life, and steps is such a key thing, isn't it, that you could do that's free as well, and you can do indoors, outdoors, you can do it with friends, you can do it alone. Like, I love the fact with steps that you can always kind of get it in somehow, can't you? So, yeah, body magic is something that I really struggled with physically because of my injury, but also psychologically. I had a lot of baggage with activity, which was, you know, being really rubbish at school with PE, and I associated activity with PE and being bad and dyslexic and dyspraxic. So, you know, I came with a lot of baggage that made me hate a lot of things. So for me, it was finding the love for something that I didn't feel I had to do, but I wanted to do. Mm. So, yeah, steps is something I'm I'm slightly obsessed with getting out and walking. It's really helped me psychologically as well. And I know your big walks that you like to do, they really help your mindset as well, don't they?
Yeah. I think the idea about consistency is something that I've really worked on, because when I first joined Slimming World, I didn't have a car and I was cycling to and from work. It was a very slow poodle. It was very flat.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would just kind of do it and that's all I would do. So it was kind of, okay, where can I take this to the next level? And I've tried doing gyms. I've tried not doing gyms. I've tried going back to cycling, to running. I've really tried a lot of different things to kind of find, well, what is it that I want to keep in my toolbox?
Yeah.
And being open to try stuff. And, you know, it might be that perhaps you're not physically able to walk or do steps. So it might be for you that you need to have a look and see, well, what can you do? Is there something else? Is there swimming? Is there upper body exercises? Well, so we'd be really interested and open to kind of hear, how would you like to reset your challenge for this month? Yeah? It's not all just about you have to do steps. We obviously know for some people that is not possible. And if you're a shift worker, it might be even more complicated.
Well,
but
yeah, or
it's looking at what you can do.
Exactly. And for people that don't know my story, I had a very bad spine injury, had spinal surgery. Walking was not something that was part of my life, you know, apart from hobbling around. So I think it's really important, you know, as part of Body Magic, especially the things you can get for free is part of your membership is the activity videos. There are seated ones, there are standing ones, there are stretching ones, cool down, warm up ones. And again, it's about finding what works for you, isn't it? That's the key. Because do something that doesn't work for you, you'll last about 4 minutes if you're anything like me. And you know, sedentary jobs, you know, sat at your laptop or sat at a desk, again, it's knowing how can you work this in something that you can enjoy and fits in with your lifestyle.
What I'd really love to do is
I get scared when you say that.
Everyone who's listening to just send us a photo. And I'd love to like map the UK and Ireland with photos of different members walking in different places. Like, I mean, I've been on a tour of Ireland because I've got my dad's family is just outside Dublin. My mum's family is on the other side in Westport.
Oh, that's where my family are.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I remember I was 14. We did a tour of Ireland around the coast, not the middle bit. But I'd love to kind of fill in the holes of the bits of the country that we don't really know with photos. And maybe we can set Holly, who's our social media manager, a challenge over the next month to kind of pin a load of photos
that's
on a
brilliant.
Map.
Yes.
That would be awesome. Because then I feel like sometimes when you're doing this thing called losing weight, you can get in your own head.
You can.
And you feel, you know, if you're an online member, you don't have a physical group that you go to. Yes, there are the events that you can have support with. But it's always just great to feel a part of something.
Yeah.
And I suppose that is what Slimming World is hoping for with the Steps to Smiles, you know, encouraging people to go to, you know, a park or an event or local events to get involved and feel like you're connected.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we can talk about the science of losing weight. We can talk about the science of activity and moving forward and the benefits it brings. But almost like the soft wins are how it makes you feel, like your overall mental health. And that's not always something that you can step on the scales and measure or...
I like the collective of doing something. Like if there's a challenge, you feel like, okay, I might have a bit of a rubbish day, but there's someone else trying to do this. You know, that gives me hope that I can keep going. And I think the thing about trying to do 150,000 over a month or 4 weeks is that some days you might have a massive spike and do loads more, and other days it might be a bit more kind of chilled. So again, knowing that we're all trying to connect to achieve something can be really fun.
I mean, that is interesting, isn't it? Because there's definitely... Oh, hello. Yes? No? Hello?
The dog saw the postman, didn't
he?
He knows.
I mean, the previous me probably would have wanted to do 35,000 steps in one day and be like, I've done it all week now.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit down for 6 days. And that is what I've learned, particularly if you are, you know, there are the, if you are certificate focused, you can go through and do the magic mover, bronze, silver, gold, and then doing gold back to back gets you platinum. So you can work your way through that if that's something that will help support you. And it really does encourage consistency because, you know, you can't do that approach.
No,
I tried it.
You did, didn't you?
And it didn't work and it put me back to week one.
Oh, bless
you. That was a number of years ago. I learnt the hard way. And actually, I continuously sign up to do gold all the time.
Do you?
I just have made a bit of a pact with myself that over the course of 3 or 4 months, I'm just continuously keep doing gold because it just makes me check in about this consistency. And
very important.
I would say, like, one of the, you know, we're talking about like soft skills and mental health benefits. One of the things that I really appreciate about walking is I feel like it quietens my thoughts. I'm quite a musical person and I get into a rhythm, like a trance with my steps.
Oh, do you?
I find a pace and I kind of, and I just stick with that pace. And I enjoy how when I'm walking, I'm truly in the present.
Yes.
So I'm not really worrying about too much of what's coming next or what's happened in the past.
Walking.
I'm here there, like, you know, right now we're concentrating so we don't get run over.
I mean, that always helps, I find, not to get run over.
Not get eaten by a dog.
Yeah.
Or bump into the postman. I don't know. We're just here and we're just talking. And, you know, you guys are hopefully walking with us and you're listening to this and you're not thinking about too much of what you're having for tea. You're just listening to this and in the moment. And there's never been a better time for me to be in the present. I remember this one walk that I did last year and we got up to a beautiful, they're called ridges, or edges in the Peak District, I suppose, where you kind of climb up a big hill and then it's a long, like,
flat
kind of
bit.
Flat bit, yes.
I think we saw a cow on one once and I went, there's a cow.
Well,
remember?
No, that was just like,
that
was a standard town hill. Yes. I mean, like, Stanage Edge is where I'm talking about, which is one of the most hottest spots for climbers in the UK.
Really?
And so I went up there. And there are trig points, you know, these white kind of triangulation points. And I was really looking forward to there because it's a 360 panoramic view.
Wow.
And we got up there, couldn't see anything.
Aww.
It was foggy. And it was weird because I turn around and I couldn't see more than 10 metres of where we'd come from behind me. And I looked forwards and I couldn't see more than 10 metres in front of me. I was with somebody. And it was just like I had a bit of a realisation of sometimes a view like that is overwhelming.
Yeah.
But in that moment, it was teaching me to only look at where I was.
That's very true.
It wasn't making me think too far in front. It wasn't making me think too far in the back, in the past. It was forcing me to be present.
In that moment,
and I've always thought about that in trying to kind of learn to be here now rather than thinking, well, how will I feel when I get to Target?
Yeah.
Or how did I feel when I started my journey?
Yeah.
Actually, where am I today?
I'm here. Exactly. I think that's a really important thing to acknowledge, just stop and be present, because so many of us get focused on actually what we've got to achieve or what we've got to do. Like for me, the moment walking became something I enjoyed was the moment I focused on the walking, like you were saying. Not, I'd be like, right, I can do these emails now and I can do this on this one. And actually, I wasn't enjoying the walking. I was using it as another time where I was filling it with so much stuff.
Mm.
And what I had to recognise is my mind needed the walking as much as my physical body needed it. So again, it's really almost understanding what you get from it. Like for me, I love the fact that my body's toning up and I love the fact that, you know, it aids my weight loss. But for me, it gives me space from the busyness that is my life and just gives me a little bit of time to reflect sometimes. I also am very lucky, I've got like a walking pad, so I like to get on my walking pad and watch rubbish TV.
I mean, it looks like a very mini treadmill.
Yes, it's just it doesn't have any arms or anything, it folds in half. But I do that, I watch my, you know, rubbish TV, put that on for half an hour, 40 minutes, and we'll just walk. And for me, that's a really good time to shut off as well. So it's finding that thing that gives you joy, that you can do in a rhythm, and that you know you want to do. Because I've spent so many years trying things because I should, like spinning. I'm not a fan of spinning. I put myself through spinning because I thought it was the thing I wanted to do. Actually, I hated every second of it and I'd find any excuse not to do it. So again, it's acknowledging that, isn't it? It's like you with running. You found a joy in running now that you didn't previously have.
I think I've just become aware that actually it's something that I can do.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not going to be in the Olympic team anytime soon, but it's another option if I need it. If there's a dinosaur chasing me, I've got more chance of living now. Whereas previously, I probably would have collapsed in a heap and had to hide under a tree.
I mean...
Or climb up a tree. No, I wouldn't have climbed up a tree.
I love that that's your first thought. If a dinosaur was chasing me, you're more likely to get a chihuahua around here, don't you? Yeah. You're absolutely fine. But again, it's trying something, isn't it? You had a view about yourself as a runner and all of that, but you've actually worked through that mentally. And what's come out of it is that you're now finding a way to enjoy it and be regular at doing it. Be regular at doing it? Sounds like you're going to the loo, but you know what I mean.
Yes, make sure you're regular.
Sorry, it was the way it came out.
I mean, I kind of think like when I am walking. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Trevor. I don't know if that's his name.
Trevor.
I just felt like he'd be called
Trevor the dog.
Yeah. Well, I love naming dogs after like just random like names. Like, hi, Richard.
My friend had a dog called Dave. But in the park, it was quite complicated because several men would turn round. Yeah. I like to, when I'm walking, just really think about where I am today.
Yeah.
Like the small things. Like you walk around here quite often, so I would probably spot things that you wouldn't.
Yes.
Like the little red berries in the holly bushes there are already showing. I was saying how different your estate is since you first moved here because it's finished. It's got curbs and,
And
you know,
trees,
trees and plants and and it's been a few seasons, hasn't it? So people who planted flowers in their gardens, look at all the daisies on the lawn here. I can see there's like the plane like streak in the sky there.
The birds are singing loud. But again, it's appreciating where you are because actually, you know, how many of us just take for granted, look, this is what I've got to do, but we don't take in the sounds, the smells, the sights, which is a really lovely thing to do, isn't it?
I think also, you know, whilst we're just walking around aimlessly, you could break it up. Like if you know that there's a bench somewhere, we have a very, very steep hill that comes out of our village and it has three benches.
Do you sit on each one? Because I would.
Well, initially, it was like, okay, can we just walk up to, you know, the first bench?
Yeah.
Can we go to the second bench? And you kind of build it up that way. Using lampposts, using drains. How far can you get? Or maybe you put a timer and say, right, tonight I've got 15 minutes to walk.
Go and enjoy
I'm going to walk as far as I can for 7 minutes 30, turn around and come back.
Love that.
And each time you do it, can you get a bit further?
Yeah.
It's just those kind of small exercise snacks.
Well, I started... Oh, exercise snacks, I like that. I started walking around here, I knew one loop. If I did 24 loops, I'd done my 10,000 steps. But that took me 6 weeks to get up to do that many laps. So I just started doing one, then two, and built on top of it. And what I realised is the more I practised it, the easier it became. And then I wanted to do more because I wanted to see how quick I could get to the 24. So, again, I like that little bite-sized chunk of having a snack of exercise.
Well, the other thing I would say is think about the topography. That's a posh word for how hilly it is. Because if you are going to challenge yourself to walk so many kilometres, it may take a bit longer if you have more hills than someone who doesn't.
Like me.
So don't beat yourself up if someone is faster than you, because actually you've got to factor in that hills, you're doing, you know, some serious steppage and elevation, but you might not be walking as far. So don't worry about that too much. It's about effort. And actually, what I find really interesting, if you are tracking your body magic on the app, hill walking is different to walking or hiking. Hill walking is classed as a strength exercise on your body magic app. So a bit of resistance training. So it recognises that, yes, hills are a bit more of a challenge. So if you are a regular walker and you are looking to challenge yourself, where is a hill that maybe you could just walk up and down?
Can we take you to one now? I like the flat, mate. Yeah, exactly. But again, I've just learnt something new. I didn't know that that was classed as a strength training.
I only realised it because I've been going back to do gold.
Yeah.
I do more hill walking. That's how I challenge myself.
Yeah.
It raises my heart rate, you know, beefs up my calves.
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, I'll acknowledge that is strength training.
And celebrating. That's a really important thing to do. If you're someone who is not currently as active as you wish to be, but that's something you want to do, celebrate that. Celebrate that commitment to change, because we all need a little pep me up and say, look, well done. So keep patting your own back and giving yourself a round of applause, because I think just trying is a really important place to be at, isn't it?
Yep. So log your steps if you wish to, or just yeah, you know, the 150,000 step challenge is a loosely arranged term. We just want to encourage you to find a way to do consistent activity in your own way over the next few weeks. And so let us know what you're doing.
Where are you doing it?
Where are you doing it?
In the country.
We'll take a photo of down Anna's estate with all the lampposts in the back. That looks quite sexy. Oh, look, there's a bench here with a bin that's got some dog poo in. That looks cool, doesn't
so
it?
So glamorous, isn't it?
So we'll take a photo of where we are and put our photo on the map, but it'd be lovely to fill our inbox either on Instagram at Slimming World Podcast or on email at slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com with just little photos of who you're with, where you are. If you've got dogs, dogs are welcome.
Especially if they're called Dave.
Cats? Do people walk cats?
You can walk cats. My cat was an indoor cat, but she had a lead. Yeah, take it for a walk in the garden.
Wow, guinea pigs?
Rabbits. Ferrets! Were you not with me when the ferrets were in the park? That was bizarre.
Wow.
Yeah.
And no animals may be harmed in the taking of photos. It's not Tinder, guys. Where everyone does selfies with tigers or weird
is
things.
Is that what Tinder does? Oh, what yeah. Do on Tinder?
So anyway, have a great few weeks. We will be back. We're still here. Even though it's summer holidays, we're still here every week. Putting out podcasts as the train passes us now. We're going to lie on the floor of a weird circle. Oh, it's like a maze.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? If you're a type of person who uses Strava or Fitbit with a GPS, this would look crazy. It just looked like you were walking around in tiny circles, your GPS.
Oh, okay.
I'm all for that. Anyway, have a great week. Have a great few weeks. And look forward to hearing what you're all up to and where you all are. Bye.
Bye for now.